To the brightest nation in Colorado, in the nation, nay, in the world. I am not Bob Enyard, America's most, well, pastor of Denver Bible Church, and America's most popular self-proclaimed right-wing religious fanatic, homophobic, anti-choice talk show host. I'm Doug McBurney, host of the Weekly Worldview, available at theweeklyworldview.com. Fresh show up there today if you want to go check it out. Welcome to all of our listeners out there in Radio Land on KLTT AM 670, the 50,000-watt Christian blowtorch of the Rocky Mountains. And I am joined in studio today
by Daryl Berkey.
My other brother Daryl is joining me in the studio. Praise the Lord. It's good to have you here, Daryl.
Great to be here.
Now,
Doug,
we're here, Daryl and I are here, because Bob Enyard is engaged in a top-secret mission. How can we describe it? A mission to set things straight.
Well, he's in an undisclosed location.
He's at an undisclosed location.
And
he's working on an undisclosed project.
Yes.
To set things straight. And who is better equipped to set things straight than Bob Enyard?
Oh, I can't think of anybody.
He's known as one of the straightest people on the planet.
That's for sure.
Now, Daryl, welcome to the palatial Bob Enyard Live Studios. Good to have you in studio. Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself? They know all about me. I've been annoying them for months and years. But where you come from, Daryl? What's your story?
Well, first of all, I moved here last year from Indiana.
Okay, I can understand
that. And I've been a longtime supporter of Bob Enyard Live and worked on editing the audios and stuff like that.
Oh.
And last year I moved here to the Denver area to be a part of this ministry.
That's awesome. I thought I had seen you at Denver Bible Church upon occasion.
I've visited a few times.
No, my other brother Daryl is one of our most loyal supporters over the years of the entire spectrum of the ministry. Denver Bible Church, American Right to Life, Colorado Right to Life, Personhood USA, Bob Enyard Live. I mean, you name it. And Daryl Berkey is there. Now, Daryl, I got some bad news. I hate to open up with bad news. But I've got a press release from the French press agency. Hold on to your hat, okay? British singer and pianist Elton John has postponed a string of concert dates due to a serious infection and the flu.
He has an infection?
What are the odds that Elton John would end up with an infection? Now, Elton, apparently, according to his publicist, he has a serious case of E. coli bacterial infection and influenza.
Apparently, he didn't get his flu shot.
I guess not. Now, we don't know the extent of Elton's illness, but he has had to postpone some concerts, leaving one, who's the person he's touring with here? A fellow named William Joel. Oh, I see. Billy Joel.
Yep.
Currently residing in the Where Are They Now file. Billy Joel, and he's left Billy high and dry, and he's had to back out of some. Now, what caught my attention about this article, Daryl, is that I had an acquaintance back about 8 years ago who died of AIDS, and he died from a serious infection and the flu.
Is that right?
Yeah. Now, I'm not. You know, obviously, Elton John, there's no reason to suspect he's in a high-risk group for any of these things, right? I guess we'll wait and see. You know, I'm kind of torn about Elton John because I've always liked his songs and I've always admired his singing voice.
And me too.
I haven't been able to buy any of his records since I became a Christian, though.
Yeah, that was the same with me.
Yeah, it kind of turned me off. But anyway, so that's the bad news to open up. Now, the good news. If you folks out in the audience haven't been to WorldNet Daily, if you didn't visit WorldNet Daily over the weekend, they had a headline that was up all day yesterday. They gave Personhood USA the top slot above the fold on WorldNet Daily for the entire day Sunday. The headline screamed out, Personhood explodes in 32 states.
Cool.
Yeah, a tremendous article. links there to Personhood USA. I've gotten reports from Personhood USA that the response has been tremendous, with volunteers signing up, with people donating to the cause of Personhood. We want to personally thank Joseph Farah. I know he's been on our airwaves before. We want to thank Joseph Farah and Chelsea. I forget her last name, but it's not Clinton. It's the good Chelsea over at WorldNet Daily, who did the article. Just phenomenal piece in promoting Personhood. And look at this, Daryl. Look what I just pulled up on the website here. This is Newsweek magazine from today.
Wow.
And the headline reads, "I am zygote, hear me roar." Now, that makes me a little mad. That makes me a little mad because our enemies, they like to use dehumanizing terms about preborn persons.
That's true.
Have you noticed that?
Yes.
The only thing they use more than straw men is dehumanizing terms to define an unborn child. Now, they call it a zygote here, which now clinically, this is an accurate term.
That's right.
It is a zygote, right?
I mean, usually they're worse than that. They just say, it's an egg.
Yeah. And sometimes they say fertilized egg. But
right.
Sometimes they just say egg as person. So it would seem that we're pulling them somewhat into the realm of logic and reason. They're at least willing to reason. They're at least willing to admit that it's a zygote and not an egg. So maybe we're making some progress. I don't know how much progress we'll make with the editorial staff there at Newsweek magazine. But the bottom line is, Newsweek magazine has a big spread on their website regarding Personhood. So the momentum behind the movement is really exciting. It's
right.
Getting me fired up.
Me too.
And this headline, "I am zygote, hear me roar," it makes me want to sing, Daryl. Now, I don't sing very often.
He's getting the pipes warmed up.
Now, you guys remember the song by Helen Reddy, "I Am Woman," right?
I remember that? Sure.
Now, if you do remember that, Daryl, you're dating yourself, because, you know, I don't remember it, but you told me that it was a song, and so I've got the lyrics here from Helen Reddy. "I am zygote, hear me roar, in numbers too big to ignore, and I know much too much to go back and pretend."
And the crowd goes wild.
Is that a pretty good Helen Reddy? People in the studio audience are fleeing the room. All right. Well, we couldn't get Helen in the studio to cover her own tune to the new lyrics. But anyway, so Newsweek magazine, "I am zygote, hear me roar." Law and Order, a couple of weeks ago. The top of WorldNet Daily. I mean, this really has all the makings of a movement. The Personhood movement.
It is.
And, you know, I read a commentary by a lawyer who said that what we're missing, what we in the Personhood movement are missing, we're missing the fact that Judge Harry Blackmun was being sarcastic when he introduced the idea that if Personhood were ever established, then the case for legalized abortion would collapse because the fetus would be protected by the 14th Amendment, right? We've all read that, right?
Right.
It's in the actual ruling.
That's right.
Part of the transcript. But apparently we've missed the irony of the argument. And I say to this lawyer, I forget his name, but I don't want to give him any press anyways. He's a, you know, he's someone who's been educated beyond his intelligence, you know. And if we miss the irony, we're really sorry, because we saw the factual basis of the question. And we are going to pursue that. And Lord willing, we're going to provoke a confrontation in the federal court.
That's right.
You know, it would be interesting to see a Christian lawyer arguing against Planned Parenthood's top hired guns, arguing scientific and clinical personhood, biological humanity, against whatever, wasn't it an emanation of a penumbra of a something about privacy. I can't remember exactly how it all came out there in Roe v. Wade, but that would be interesting to see.
I don't even think it's a tough case to make.
Daryl, you have a good radio voice. Have you ever done this before?
Well, I had a podcast.
You had a podcast,
didn't
you? You had a podcast before podcasts were cool?
That's right.
Now, what was your podcast about?
Well, I'm kind of a diehard Chicago Cubs fan, have been for my whole life, and so it was about the Chicago Cubs.
So you did a podcast about the Chicago Cubs.
Right.
All right. Well, if you think the Elton John news was bad, hold on to your hat. I've got an article. I pulled a headline off theadvocate.com. I'm not sure what they advocate at theadvocate.com. Do you have any idea?
I'm guessing it might not be
manly.
Personhood.
It's not personhood, that's for sure. Theadvocate.com has a headline. Daryl, apparently a lesbian has just purchased the Chicago Cubs.
Yeah.
Were you aware of that?
I was aware, and it's very sad.
Yeah. A young lady named Laura Ricketts, who is a prominent Midwestern lesbian, has purchased the Major League Baseball team, the Chicago Cubs, and they say that this is Major League Baseball's first openly homosexual team owner, Laura Ricketts.
Yes, part of a family purchase, but she's part of the board.
She's part of the family.
Right.
So obviously her whole family isn't homosexual.
Right.
Or there wouldn't really
yeah,
be.
Yeah, her brothers are married.
Okay, so she has some normal members of her family.
That's what I'd say.
She's going to be involved in the day-to-day operations of the Chicago Cubs.
That's right.
Tell me the end is not near. Now, and the NFL doesn't want Rush Limbaugh to have a part of the L.A. Rams. Or who are they now? St. Louis Rams.
They have a team?
The Green Bay Rams? I forget. Anyway, they won't let Rush Limbaugh in. Meanwhile, we got the Cubs got the Ricketts. What isn't Ricketts a disease that you got if you were aboard ship too long or something?
They don't have enough limes. Isn't limes what you're supposed to take for Ricketts?
I'm not. Yeah, maybe that's it. Was that something you caught in the trenches of World War I, Ricketts?
I think it goes back before that. You remember they called them Limeys?
Limeys.
The sailors?
Yeah, the Brits. Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
uh-huh. It's because they took limes for Ricketts.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Interesting. All right. Well, the Cubs done got the Ricketts, okay? Because Laura Ricketts is going to be involved in the day-to-day operations there.
It's just a tragedy, and I'm really glad my dad didn't live to see it, actually. He's in glory with God and doesn't have to see this, you know.
Yeah. Now, Daryl, you said you're a diehard Cubs fan. I mean, how diehard are you? I mean, are you still willing to put on your Cubs hat?
It's going to be hard.
Well, you know, this too will pass. You know, Laura, she's not going to own the team forever.
That's for sure.
Someday a normal person might buy the Cubs
back. That's right. Oh, and she'll die, too.
Well, that's true. Eventually, and maybe she'll repent before she dies so that on Judgment Day, she doesn't have to face the wrath of God for buying the Chicago Cubs, amongst other things.
We can hope and pray for that.
Let's hope that she repents before Judgment Day. So you'll have to put like a black stripe across the little Cubbies symbol or something to denote your
wear an armband on my jersey.
A black armband. Yeah. Maybe a lavender. Maybe the Cubs' new color will be lavender, and they'll all be given free Subarus. All right. Now that's just silly. I'm going to turn off the Newsweek headline. I am Zygote, hear me roar. I haven't had a chance to read the article because someone just emailed this to me moments before we went on the air. But I'm going to have to shut it down. I got another email, an interesting story about a young lady who worked at Planned Parenthood. Have you seen this?
I heard about it.
I'm trying to figure out what city this is out of, and I'm having some difficulty. So perhaps while I get to the facts of the case, you can tell me where in the world this happened. I know it's KBTX TV, KBTX, but I don't know what city. But Abby Johnson is a young lady who worked at Planned Parenthood for 8 years. She resigned last month from her job at Planned Parenthood after she watched an ultrasound of an abortion procedure. It hit her pretty hard. She couldn't take it.
Hey, that would affect me.
Yeah. She says... She said after she saw the ultrasound, she said, I just thought I can't do this anymore. And it was just like a flash that hit me, and I thought, that's it. And she was out of there. She resigned. Now, according to her, the Planned Parenthood that she works at, which is a nonprofit business, was under the weight of the tough economy. And she claims they changed their business model from one that pushed prevention to one that focused on abortion. Now, right there, Daryl, I just want to – now, this young lady's been working for Planned Parenthood for a number of years. And the way she phrases that, she says they changed their business model from one that pushed prevention as if pregnancy is a disease. You know, it's a, you know, they pushed prevention. You know, like they're trying to prevent rickets or something.
Well, also the keywords business model.
Yeah, it's a business model. Mm-hmm. Well, they changed their business model from one that pushed prevention to one that focused on abortion, she says, because the money, that's where the money was. The money was in abortion. And she says she had a problem with that. So she became uncomfortable over the fact that the business model changed. The money was in abortion, and that's, you know, for anyone who doesn't realize or understand that Planned Parenthood's primary business is killing babies.
They're selling abortions.
Yeah, they sell abortions. They're not, they do have nonprofit status, but they charge money to kill babies. And from what I understand, they charge cash money. They don't like checks. They don't like credit cards. They don't like to leave a big paper trail.
That's right. I mean,
they like cash money. And so while they are a nonprofit, they are raking in an awful lot of money, killing children. Now, Abby Johnson, she now supports the Coalition for Life, which is a pro-life group that has a building right down the street from Planned Parenthood in the town where she is in, which I still cannot figure out what town this happened in. And I'm really sorry for that. But what can you do? She now supports the Coalition for Life. Last week, both Johnson and the Coalition for Life were issued temporary restraining orders filed by Planned Parenthood.
Now, a restraining order from what, Doug?
Well, they don't want... Well, let me just tell you why. Planned Parenthood says... Planned Parenthood contends that they would be... Great, Bryan, Texas. This is all happening in Bryan, Texas. Thank you very much to our crack staff on the case. Anyway, the Bryan, Texas Planned Parenthood says that they would be irreparably harmed by the disclosure of certain information.
Now, what information could there be that would irreparably harm them?
Well, I'm not sure. Maybe if they were doing something illegal.
Well, it's legal to kill babies.
Well, that's true.
What else could they be doing?
Well, perhaps they're not killing the babies there at the Bryan, Texas Planned Parenthood. Maybe they're not killing the babies in strict maybe they're not following the rules that have
which rules?
Well, they're not in strict compliance with the rules that have been enacted by pro-life organizations over the last
30 years. Pro-life organizations.
Yeah. Maybe they're not in strict compliance with all those laws that the pro-lifers have put in that say, do this, then fill out this form, make sure that it's in triplicate and sign it right here and date it, and then you can kill the baby. Maybe they were breaking some of those rules.
Well, that's unforgivable.
Yeah, they were breaking some of the rules that the pro-lifers have put into place. Anyway, but hey, it's great news. Abby has quit. And apparently she's repented because she's now associated with the Coalition for Life. And that's great.
That is great.
So she's definitely made Judgment Day for herself. Her Judgment Day is going to be a much better day for her just based on, you know, what she's done here in the past week. Going to be a lot better for her than it will be for Laura Ricketts.
That's for sure.
Unless Laura repents. But we just don't have any evidence.
That's right.
That Laura has repented. So some good news out of Bryan, Texas. All right. Now I want to do a story. I know that people think that they want their kids to get a college education, right? Because it's important, right?
That's what everybody says.
You want to have a degree so that you can compete in the modern job market. Am I correct?
What could be wrong with that, Doug?
No, I think it's true, you know. I mean, I got laid off from a great job in medical sales about a year ago, and I haven't been able to get even an interview in the medical sales field because I don't have a degree. And there's an awful lot of degreed professionals who are out of work right now, and they're getting those interviews.
But isn't what you need to be a salesman, you need sales skills?
Yes, but to get interviews, you need a degree. At least that's what I've found to be the case. Now, fortunately, I'm an entrepreneur, and I've got my own business, and I've managed to eke things out and make ends meet. So don't cry for me, Argentina. I'm doing all right. But I want to talk about a story out of the University of Northern Colorado that I believe we mentioned here on the air some time back. Kind of a disturbing story. There was a professor there. His name is Vance Fulkerson, and he was the drama professor over at the University of Northern Colorado. And you know, the drama class is one of the classes that is particularly popular with the younger set.
Oh, yeah?
There's fewer and fewer kids going in for the hard science degrees, you know, biology and the medical degrees. They're going in for things like drama, communication, Afro-American studies. Whoops, I'm sorry, African-American studies.
Women's studies.
Women's studies.
Environmental studies.
Things like that. And of course, drama right there at the top.
Sure.
Everybody wants to be on American Idol or reality TV or whatever. That's the young kids, you know. They want a career in the arts. So University of Northern Colorado had a fine example of a drama professor, Vance Fulkerson. He was arrested and charged with 15 counts of sexual misconduct with at least 13 young men. He had a video camera in his bathroom. And we don't know if that was part of a dramatic production that he was putting together.
Apparently he thought it was.
Possibly part of the curriculum that he had set up for the course. But it turns out it was illegal. Okay, so he was arrested, and we were all anticipating the trial to start this week. But defense attorneys have requested that the preliminary hearing be delayed until January because apparently there's a plea deal in the works. So this is just depressing news. A plea deal for a perverted drama professor taking advantage of ignorant, vacuous, stupid young people in college.
Young men.
Young men, particularly. And now the trial, any trial, has been delayed at least until January, at which time I suspect that there's going to be some kind of plea. He's going to plea to defective turn signal or something like that.
Yeah, I'm just hearing this, and I think drama professor.
He's a drama professor.
Is like a pervert?
What are the chances?
What are the odds? Yes.
So Vance Fulkerson is working on some kind of deal. And so, unfortunately, we will not get to see justice done. Not that there was a good chance we were going to see justice done in the first place. Anyway, the fix is in for Mr. Fulkerson there.
But justice is only delayed for him.
Justice is only delayed, yes. Now, justice will be done. Now, it may not be done in the courtroom there in the Weld County District Court.
That may
never happen there, you know. But justice will be done for Mr. Wilkerson on the great stage that shall be Judgment Day, where he will appear as a deviant, twisted, perverted drama professor, unless he repents, which he has a chance to do.
We're hopeful.
You know, that's what's amazing about Jesus Christ and his capacity for forgiveness. Is that even a low-life, deviant scumbag drama professor who does something like this, even he is a candidate for forgiveness and restoration and a renewing of his mind if he repents and turns to God.
I mean, that's one of the reasons why we love the death penalty so much, because a lot of people facing death will repent.
That's right. Now, let's see what Mr. Fulkerson did here. I wonder if this would qualify him for the death penalty. I don't really think I'd have to think about that. It was a video camera. Probably not. But definitely a caning.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely a caning.
Big cane with a strong caner.
Well, wait a second now. He was taking pictures of people without their knowledge in order to basically deny them some... Basically, he's denying them liberty.
That's right.
He's taking pictures of them, and then who knows who he's sending these pictures to. I mean, it's a pretty gross crime. Not sure if it would qualify for the death penalty. This is why I wish Bob wasn't working on this secret project.
We have to process this.
Yeah, I think Bob could probably render a decision on this. But I'm all for, at minimum, a caning.
Oh, yeah.
At the very minimum, a caning. That may help him to repent as well. And then, of course, after the caning, he would be told that if he commits any crime like this in the future, well, then he would be eligible for the death penalty.
That would be great.
And so it would at least prevent another crime from occurring. Anyway, so for those of you in the audience who may have been considering sending your children to the University of Northern Colorado to get that all-important degree in drama, apparently Mr. Fulkerson is no longer employed there. So it might be somewhat safer today than it was a few months ago to send your young son to get his degree in drama. Can you even get a degree in drama?
I don't know.
Maybe you can.
I guess.
It's certainly possible.
You know, one thing too, Doug, one of the things, if we have good criminal justice for a crime like this,
yeah,
then lots fewer people will commit these crimes.
Well, that's for sure. You know, if the punishment was sure and swift, Mr. Fulkerson may have never set up that video camera.
God promises that we won't have a crime epidemic.
That's right. All right. So let's move on now. Do I want to do Mayberry or The Matrix?
I like Matrix. But...
All right. Well, let's start with The Matrix. This is from The Guardian over in London. Producer Barry Osborne, you remember him, right, from the movie?
The Matrix.
The Matrix, right? He is planning on making a big screen movie based on the life of the prophet Muhammad. Muhammad.
Who?
You remember the prophet
Who?
Muhammad? You remember him?
I heard of that guy.
He's the leader of the Muslims.
There's so many guys named Muhammad, it's confusing.
Well, this is the original Muhammad.
Oh, yeah,
This is the guy who put the ham back in Muhammad for the Muslims. Anyway.
Good pork joke.
The producer of The Matrix is going to make a movie about Muhammad. Big budget picture here, $150 million budget. It's going to examine Muhammad's life and educate people about the meaning of Islam.
The true meaning.
The true meaning of Islam. And now listen to this. In accordance with Islamic law, the prophet himself will not actually be depicted on screen.
Now, how do you think they're going to do that, Doug?
I'm not sure how you pull that off. How do you make a biographical picture about someone who you cannot depict on the screen for fear that someone will come and blow your house up and cut your head off?
I guess like you make a fuzzy outline or something like that.
Maybe it'll be the big blue dot. You know the blue dot
that they use
to cover people's faces up? Whenever you see the blue dot, you know that that's Muhammad coming on screen.
Well, they do that for criminals.
That's right. Yeah. So we'll have to wait and see. I'm not sure I'm going to be lining up to buy tickets to that, but finally we've got an ex-con has been charged in four fatal shootings in Mayberry. Did you get this from the Associated Press? Police have arrested a convicted kidnapper last week who shot four men in the town of Mount Airy, North Carolina, which was the inspiration for the TV series The Andy Griffith Show.
Shazam!
Oh man! So everything's going crazy, but fortunately there's personhood. Coming up, folks, it's Bob Enyart Live reminding you to do right and risk the consequences. And Maranatha, what a great school.